Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Studio on iHeartRadio. My name's Jordan Runtog, but enough about me. My guest today has had a very busy life in lockdown. He's tied the knot with E!'s Daily Pop co-host Morgan Stewart, and this summer became a first-time parent to daughter Ro. And somehow he still found time to drop two stellar singles, most recently the synth-tinged throwback She, and also a few months earlier, Her, which is a collaboration with the Jonas Brothers. He's heading out on the road with them for a series of dates through the fall. How does he do it all? Well, there's talent, good work ethic, and maybe a word of advice from his father, who you may know as Dr. Phil. I'm so happy to welcome my guest today, Jordan McGraw.
Oh no, this is going to be so confusing.
First time this has happened on this show.
It's okay. I talk to myself all the time.
So. Same here. Well, while we're on the topic of similar names, you have two new songs. Your latest song is called She, and your last single before that is Her. Everybody get that straight. Both songs are excellent. Let's start with She, which is about something that I'm guilty of. When you have a dream where you're mad at someone and you wake up and you're still kind of irrationally mad at them and it throws your whole day. Tell me about where did this song come from for you?
I think we're all guilty of it, first of all. It's like you can't control it. You just wake up glaring at somebody. And you're like, okay. Oddly enough, it is a true story. My now wife and I were quarantining together right when it was, you know, at its height where we had to stay inside, which was probably the worst setting for this to actually happen in. And she just woke up pissed. And I was like, what? And she was like, there's nothing you really did. It's just, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, okay, I think she's still mad at me. We're months past it, and I think she's still mad about it. I can't get a hold of dream me. So, you know, if
what did
I ever
you do
see
in the dream? Did she tell you?
I have no idea. I don't know, but it was bad. So if I ever get a hold of Dream Jordan, I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah, you got to exchange some words. An upshot of this is not only a great song, but an incredible video where you went to what's for me a sacred place. You went to the set of The Wheel of Fortune. I mean, I assume that was the real set. I feel like you can't fake that.
It was the real set. That was like kind of one of my things. I was like, if we're going to do it, we got to do it for real. If we're going to fake it, I will know too many of the details to know it's fake.
Right.
You know, because I grew up watching, I watched two shows growing up all the time. It was that and The Simpsons. So I was just like, I was starstruck walking in, you know, it's just like, it's everything you hope it would be. The wheel is smaller, but twice as heavy as you think it is.
Oh yeah. You see them like kind of grunt when they go to spin it. That's real.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I don't know what makes it so heavy, but yeah.
Oh, man. Morgan got to be Vanna White, which I'm told is harder than it seems.
Way harder. She had, you got to like really, you know, it's a screen now. So you would think it would be easier to hit the screen, but it's, you got to like really get in there.
Such a great video. And you play multiple characters. You're like Eddie Murphy in there. You're Pat Sajak and you're the three contestants. I love the characters. I mean, the cowboy guy kind of reminds me of Burt Reynolds on the Saturday Night Live Celebrity Jeopardy.
Exact reference. You nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Tell me about all those folks.
I love doing impressions and playing characters and stuff. So when we were picking the characters, though, I was like, okay, they each have to be like a little part of me or somebody that I know. So that I can like really deliver the one-liners and the stupid jokes. So I grew up in Texas. That's the cowboy. You know, all of my family has, you know, those weird sayings, the terrible mustaches and never take their cowboy hats off. The nerd, I am like secretly a total nerd. That's like me on the inside, Clarence. And then the emo kid, I not apologetically went through quite the emo phase.
Oh yeah, Taking Back Sunday saves the day. That was my youth. Yeah,
totally. I had a black, pink, and black mohawk. I had the leopard spots in my hair for a little bit. I bleached it. I bleached out black hair dye to put more different. It was just like my hair was just like you could break it in half.
Yeah, no, I miss the eyeshadow and skinny jeans days. I have to say,
I still try to get them as skinny as they'll go, but I'm not as flexible as I once was.
Well, it is an incredible video. Tell me about the track "Her," which I know was a collaboration between you and your buddies in the Jonas Brothers. How did that song come together?
Yeah, kind of right when I was getting off of the Happiness Begins tour, I was kind of talking to them about where I wanted the sound to kind of head, and I started giving some details of like, you know, a little bit. I want the pop punk me to be involved in there. I want, you know, kind of my love of 80s music to be in there. And I kind of started describing it. And Nick was like, I think I have a song that you might want to use. And Joe was like, oh, yes, absolutely. And so they played me the chorus. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much it. And they let me do my thing to it and put my spin on it and make it my own. And then, you know, there it is.
Tell me, you go way back with the Jonas Brothers. I mean, you said you opened for their tour in 2019, the Happiness Begins tour. And you're on the road with them, I think, now on a new tour, which we'll talk about in a minute. How did you first connect with them?
Our real friendship started over a love of baseball. I the first time I met Nick was actually at a Dodger game, and we had some mutual friends. So I he and I are probably the two shyest people in the world. So I walked up to him and I was like, hey, I know so-and-so. He's like, oh yeah, hey. And two tequilas later and we're best friends already. So yeah, I met him that way. And Joe and I kind of met not long after that. And he wound up directing a video for me. And after that, the rest is history. And now I get to go on the biggest tours in the world, which, you know, is definitely a perk of the friendship.
Well, here's a question for you. Who's most likely to win at Fortnite?
Oh, Joe and I play every day. So I can tell you with 100% certainty that Joe will win at Fortnite over all of us.
He's a beast. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I barely make it.
Every day, even on the road, or especially on the road, I guess I should maybe ask.
Yeah. I mean, if we have Wi-Fi on the road, we find a way to get in there and do it.
You just kicked off what I think like a couple days ago. You're first in something like 60 dates with them. How's it getting back on the road so far?
It was great. I was so excited going into it because playing live is my absolute favorite part of anything music. But I underestimated how good it would feel to walk on the stage in front of a bunch of people. I stepped foot onto that stage and immediately was ear to ear grinning. Like it's just the excitement. I didn't realize how much I missed that excitement. I'm so excited to just keep going. We have a day off today and I'm like, no.
Well, lots changed since you went on the road last. You've become a husband and a father. How is that factored into going on the road? Is it tough to kind of balance the being a gig musician with being a family man?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a tough challenge. It's just a different challenge. My wife is awesome. And so she's so supportive about it. And, you know, I'm going to come home as much as possible on the West Coast just so I can see Ro, my daughter. And then, you know, once we get to the middle of the country, they'll come visit a little bit. And then once we're on the East Coast, they'll come out there and I'll be able to kind of come back and forth to New York. So we're figuring out a way to make it the easiest adventure possible, but it's definitely an adventure nonetheless.
Rose got to see her dad do his thing, get those big headphones on. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see her little peanut head with those giant headphones on.
She's so adorable. Congratulations. Has becoming a dad changed your approach to music at all?
Totally. I think I'm so happy. You know, as cheesy as that sounds, you know, I'm so happy. I already liked making happy music, but now there's just like this element of humor and honesty that wouldn't be there normally, you know, that I would maybe take myself a little more serious and maybe kind of dial a few of those back. But now I'm just like, you know what? I'm ear to ear. I'm dancing around the house with a baby and, you know, having fun with my wife. And so I get into the studio and it's just like, I can't turn that off. I think it's just more fun.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Damn, I mean, being a first-time parent during lockdown, my sister's going through that right now herself. That's no joke. How's that experience been for you?
It's far less scary than I thought it would be. Right before she was born, I was like, oh God, I'm responsible for a human being. This is going to be, I can barely take care of myself. But then she's there and you see her face and you hear those first little noises and you're like, holy shit, this is just the coolest thing I have ever done. You know, and then every day she changes so much. So it's like, you know, it just keeps you on your toes in the sweetest way possible.
Oh, that's the thing I did not expect with my niece. Like a week goes by and you're like, you're different. Stop. No.
Yeah, exactly. Just... And then a tooth pops out and you're like, what is that? You're not supposed to get those. And then they're going to start falling out. And then it's crazy. It's so much fun though. It really is. I sound like a broken record, but it's the coolest job I've ever had.
Is she into music yet? My brother-in-law plays guitar for my niece and she just squeals and kicks and stuff. Is Ro into music?
Oh, it's crazy. It's like you put on any kind of music and she immediately kind of starts bouncing. And then I don't know how she knows to dance harder during the chorus, but like the chorus hits and she just like lights up a little more. And I'm just like, it's so cool to see. And I don't know how she understands it so well, but she does. So, you know, if she wants to start a band with me when I'm an old man, we can do it.
I was going to say it's innate. It's in her blood.
I know, right?
Oh man, have you been getting parenting advice from your dad?
You know, he kind of minds his own business a little bit. He chimes in when I ask, but you know, he's been more useful for just a place to vent to, you know, when I'm like, if I do something and I'm like afraid I'm doing it wrong, or like, am I going to be gone too long here or whatever? He's really good about the take it easy. She is permanent. She's not going anywhere. You need to go take care of yourself, have fun and do your thing. So he's better for that. He likes to sit back and watch us figure it out.
That's cool. That's a great resource to have. I mean, he's obviously so famous for giving his advice. Is he ever a sounding board for you with your music? Do you ever play him stuff and say, you know, what do you think of this?
Oh,
say,
hell no. Really? No, he is. He's my biggest fan. I sometimes have to not give him music too soon because no matter how many times I tell him not to play it for people, he plays it for everybody.
Oh, he's proud. He's a proud dad.
No, I know, but I kind of have to wait till it's a little more finished to give him the new songs. But no, he's the reason I love music. I grew up with music always playing in the house. He can barely play the radio, but he does love music. So I grew up with all kinds of music playing throughout the house.
Oh man, like what? Any songs you hear to this day and think, oh my God, I'm 10 and I'm in the
front seat. Dead Man's Curve and Doo Wah Diddy are the two songs that I feel like, looking back, he played way too much.
The Jane and Dean song, Dead Man's Curve?
Of Whoa. Course. And then, you know, the one that I don't mind that he played all the time was A Whole Lot of Love. So that one's on there too, but I can't really make fun of him for that one. So
what are some sounds that made you want to make music? Are there any groups or any particular songs that really like inspired you to say, you know what, this is what I want to do with my life?
Yeah, I think the first like aha moment for me, my second concert I ever went to was Tina Turner. And
nice.
And it's crazy because on this tour, we're playing the venue I saw her in. So it's like,
that's
the
awesome.
The first time that I was like, okay, I want to do this. I don't know in what capacity, but I want to do this was her show there. So, you know, it's just, she's nonstop dancing, nonstop. Everybody on stage is just competing to have more fun than the person next to them. And it's just like, it was just this ball of energy just thrown right into your face. And I never sat down and I think my jaw was just dropped the whole time. And I was like, I don't know what this is yet, but I'm doing this.
You started off in bands originally. How does going through this adventure solo now, how does that compare to being in a band for you?
Being in a band was cool. You know, I miss parts of it sometimes, but it's also like having five girlfriends at once. You know, like everybody wants a little piece of everybody's time. And, you know, you want to make a decision, you got to take it to the board and everybody's got to vote on it. Somebody's just in a bad mood and whatever. And then I did it by myself for the first time. And I was like, okay, this is easy. I'm going to stick with this. And then I realized that I kind of get best of both worlds because I don't like a rotating door of just different musicians. So the band that I have playing with me live are often the people in the studio and that I wind up hanging out with. I get the best of both worlds.
There was a quote you gave recently where you said that this new music, she and her are the first music that's really authentically you. Why do you think that is? Is that just a place that all artists strive to get to and you got there? Or did it have something to do with lockdown and being able to be more introspective and becoming a parent or something? What was that?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think people kind of rolled their eyes when you say like, I finally figured out what I want to sound like. But it's a lot harder than you think it is to kind of take what's in your brain, what you're doing with your hands and music and all of that, and your voice and kind of combining them in a way that makes a straight line to you. You know, that's your musical journey. Like, that's why you can't take for granted the steps that you take to get where you want to be. But then, yeah, I mean, being in quarantine and being locked in a house and then locking myself in a room to really figure it out definitely expedited the process a little bit, kind of made it more of a moment. So, you know, I'm in a weird way, I'm kind of grateful for that like forced time to sit and think.
Is that something that you would do every day? Like some people do yoga or go jogging or something. Do you sit for a certain time? Yeah.
My attention span is way too short for that. But I try and then I'll just sit down and meditate, and then I'll just like start staring into a corner, and next thing you know, I'm counting all of the corners in the room, and I'm like, next thing you know, I don't even realize it, and I'm playing a game on my phone.
That's why I've never been able to meditate. And also, mostly, I love music. I loved it all my life. I mess around and have fun on a number of instruments. Never been able to write a song in my entire life. I get two or three notes in, and I just say, oh yeah, that's that song. That's that song. That's that song. I can't get past that. And I'm 33 years old and can't do it.
Definitely feel that vibe. I have to sit in my studio and I have to allow myself those breaks. Like it winds up shortening the process if I let myself daydream and get away from it, you know? And then as far as this sounds like that and this sounds like that, David Foster told me one time to never forget that amateurs borrow and professionals steal. So if you're going to do it, be unapologetic about it and just own it. It's an influence. Go for it. Can't rip it off, but you can, you know.
Add your own thing.
There's nothing that Mozart didn't do before all of those other people. So,
yeah, you hear that again and again. I mean, Don Everly from the Everly Brothers just passed away, and you hear all these people. I mean, Lennon and McCartney's harmonies was the Everly Brothers. I mean, you hear all the people that they influenced. I mean, it's
the Beatles have said that all they did was steal the Beach Boys songs and give them to you with a funny accent.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Is there, I mean, David Foster, that must have been just a masterclass in production and composition. Like what are some other things that you gleaned from your time together?
The best piece of advice I ever got musically is from him. And he said, always be the worst one in your band. always be able to keep up, but always be the worst one in your band. Because if you surround yourself with people that can outplay you, not only will it make you better, but it'll make you sound better. And you will have more fun creating with that kind of safety net behind you than you would feeling like you're carrying the whole thing uphill. So there was that. And then he's just a very honest person. And I think sometimes that comes across as negative, but he's not. He's actually a very encouraging person. He just does it in a very blunt way. So if you're going to play him a song and you start with, "Hey, it's not finished. You know, I still want to do this." He'll just be like, "Cool, don't play it for me then."
Yeah.
He's like, "If you're going to convince me that it's not good before you play it for me, then it's not good. Don't play it for me." The message there, though, is be confident about your art. So I think just the tough critic that he is kind of encourages you to just be better and more confident, even if it's false confidence. Just be more confident.
Play a number of instruments. Is there one among them that you prefer to compose on, piano or guitar or something else? Or
As far as writing it, I think it switches for me. I started on guitar. So, you know, at some point that became just something I fought with. So I switched to keyboard or piano. And, I was able to write on that for a little bit. But then my good old friend, the guitar, was sitting in the corner being like, "Hey, dude, you want to do this again?" And so now I'm in a guitar phase. I like to just kind of sit down and just figure out something that I can play and sing at the same time. And then that usually turns itself into something that I didn't even plan on.
Do you have a favorite guitar? I'm a huge guitar nerd.
Yeah. Well,
what's your go-to?
I'm also a guitar nerd. I have way too many of them. I like to record on a 59 Jazzmaster.
Oh, man.
That's my studio guitar. But then on stage now, I'm playing my first guitar ever was a Tom DeLonge Strat. Just the one knob and the one humbucker. I recently found two of those and I bought those and that's all I play on stage now.
Oh my God. I had a Blink bass when I was in like high school and we were doing like Stay Together for the Kids and Green Day, Minority and JAR and stuff like that. That was all we played.
Exactly. Those are the songs I bought the guitar to learn.
Oh, totally. Same here.
It's like full circle to go back and now I'm playing a lot more guitar on stage now than I have in the past. And so it's fun to do it with what was my first guitar.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any plans to try to like get and play with Angels and Airwaves or Tom Solo or something like that? Or
anything I could do with any of those dudes, I would just be like, I would stutter my way into the room and be like, "Oh my God."
Like Chris Farley talking to Paul McCartney.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have any collaborations lined up? Any dream lists out there that you're moving towards for people you want to make music with?
Totally. I mean, Travis Barker, of course, just because I'm a Blink nerd. Mark Hoppus, I would love to do. Wishing him the best. Obviously, he's going through it. But Tom DeLonge, any of the Blink guys, obviously. I don't need to name all three of them. And then there's a Belgian artist named Stromae that is right at the top of my list. I think he's one of the most creative people on earth. Any of these guys, I mean, Billy Joe would be unreal too. I always say that even if Billy Joe heard my music and said he hated it, I would still be starstruck because at least he hates my music and knows that it's there.
He knows you exist. Holy, you're in his
fine. You crossed his consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. He had an emotion about me. I'm cool with that. Right. I don't care what it is. Yeah. Punch me in the face, man. I'll take it.
When you haven't been making music, getting married, and caring for a new life in quarantine, I've heard, and I think I have this right, that you've been learning magic.
That's more of my attention span going out the window. I try, and I get so frustrated because I don't learn the basics before I try to learn the cool tricks. So I've kind of given up on it a little bit, but I'll try again at some point. I just want to make something disappear. It's kind of the same as it's the same reason I play music is why I love magic. It's just like for somebody to just pretend that reality doesn't exist for a couple minutes is just the coolest thing in the world to me.
That's the most amazing description of music I've heard in a really long time. Wow. Thank you for that.
That's why we go to concerts, right? As soon as you walk into the venue, you're a different person. It's a different world. All you want is an overpriced t-shirt, an overpriced beer, and a bunch of strangers to yell in your face. You know what I mean? It's like but at the same time, nothing makes you happier. And that's the coolest part about it.
And you're on the road through end of the fall, October?
Yeah, end of October, yeah.
What else you got coming down the pike? Is there an EP on the way?
You know, I've been just stacking songs up on the way up to this tour. So I'm not sure the the best way to release it all. If it were up to me, I would just dump it all out there. But you know, I've come to realize that as frustrating as it is to wait to put out music, you have to do it to give each song its best chance. And so whatever that roadmap is for these songs, you know, I'm on board with. So I eventually want to put out a plastic jewel case with a CD book and an old, just a CD in it with, you know, all the lyrics and the wordy thank yous and whatnot. But I don't know when that's going to happen. But in the meantime, there will be a steady flow of songs for sure.
Oh, awesome. Well, we look forward to that. And we look forward to seeing you when you come around these parts. Jordan McGraw, thank you so much for your music and your time today. It's been such a pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Inside the Studio, a production of iHeartRadio. For more episodes of Inside the Studio or other fantastic shows, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.